The Walt Disney Company's streaming service, Disney Plus, debuted today. Its highest-profile original series is a drama set in the Star Wars universe called The Mandalorian. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the first episode has both the nostalgia and new storytelling that fans want.
The Mandalorian is your typical tight-lipped bounty hunter. So tight-lipped, in fact, when a quarry offers him money to let him go, he's got one chilling response.
Look, there must be some mistake. I can get you more credits.
I can bring you in warm, or I can bring you in cold.
Yeah, the Mandalorian is basically Clint Eastwood in a galaxy far, far away, which makes it a perfect linchpin for Disney Plus, the gigantic new streaming service aimed at keeping Netflix from becoming sole ruler of the TV universe. The Mandalorian brings a huge Disney-owned franchise into TV's future with eye-popping special effects and lots of nods to the original Star Wars movies. Not so coincidentally, they're also available on Disney Plus. The Mandalorian's first episode unfolds like a western set in space. Our taciturn hero turns over his bounties in a dive bar more than a little reminiscent of the Mos Eisley Cantina. That's where Han Solo once gunned down a different bounty hunter in the very first Star Wars movie. But when the Mandalorian gets paid by a character played by former Rocky star Carl Weathers, there's a problem.
Did you catch them all?
These are Imperial credits.
They still spend.
I don't know if you heard, but the Empire is gone.
Scenes like these drop information in small bursts. Here, we learn the show is set when the Empire, served by Darth Vader, is no more, but before the rise of the bad guys in the recent Star Wars movies, The First Order. Mandalorians are a special warrior race, like the original bounty hunter character in Star Wars lore, Boba Fett. Unlike many of the old movies, Disney Plus's The Mandalorian is a taut drama with story mostly told in action. Creator Jon Favreau doesn't weigh down his plots with arcane politics or awkward romance. The story is set in motion when our hero takes a well-paying job and meets a pivotal character. It's a groundbreaking moment which could lead anywhere. Some of Disney Plus's other shows are a bit more pedestrian, including an unscripted series hosted by Kristen Bell called Encore.
These adults will get to reprise the roles of their youth. Because the 1996 Santee High School cast of Annie is reuniting for one more Encore performance.
There's also a scripted series about high schoolers putting on a production of High School Musical called High School Musical the Musical, the series.
People think a theater teacher's job is to put on a good show, and they're not wrong. But we're really in the business of saving lives. Give us your tired, your poor, your chosen last for dodgeball.
Right now, the selection of shows appeals mostly to kids, with a new version of Lady and the Tramp and loads of child-friendly Disney programming. And there's an appeal for genre fans, with lots of content featuring Marvel, Star Wars, and Pixar projects. But the Disney Plus interface had lots of glitches this morning. I had some trouble logging in and accessing some features. Disney even sent a tweet admitting they may have underestimated the platform's mass appeal. The Mandalorian, though, is a well-crafted, compelling series that's the perfect ambassador for Disney Plus. An old favorite wrapped in a new story that leaves you hungry for the next episode. I'm Eric Deggans.